I'm Steve Junker with the Fishing News. I'm speaking with On the Water magazine editor Kevin Blinkoff. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
Kevin, everyone who's ever gone fishing knows the anguish of losing a fish, and there are many ways to lose a fish. Today we're going to talk about a phenomenon called getting spooled. Can you explain for us what this is?
Of course. Like you said, everybody's got that fish, that the big one that got away story, but this isn't about when a hook pulls or the line breaks. This is when something takes your bait and it just starts pulling out line and faster than you can do anything about it. You can't stop it. And either you clamp down and the line breaks, or you just completely run out of line. It takes everything you have. And typically it's happening to folks who are fishing from shore because you're not in a boat. You can't chase the fish down.
The thing with this way of losing a fish is you don't even get the satisfaction of knowing what hit your line.
Yeah, there's that unknown. A lot of times this happens to folks who are fishing at night, and they just feel a fish, feels like anything else that's ever happened, but suddenly it starts to run, the line starts to go, and for most folks, what they'll tend to think is it was the next world record striped bass. I guess you always kind of think it's, you know, the worst case scenario, and you have heartbreak for a while after that. You think you lost the fish of a lifetime, but I think usually it's another possibility. It's something else that has happened, probably not a record fish.
So let me ask you, what are some of the explanations for getting spooled?
Well, it's a lot of fun to talk about. What could it have been? Sometimes I think what has happened, especially if you hear someone tell a story that they have what feels like a normal fish on the line, and then all of a sudden it gains a burst of strength and they can't stop it, there's a good chance that something grabbed your fish. So maybe you caught a striped bass or a bluefish, and a seal, which does happen, a seal came along, grabbed it, and there's no way you're going to turn that seal around. It's going to keep going until it gets away with your fish. It also happens with sharks. I've seen sharks take fish as well, and there certainly are sharks along our beaches. So they will come up and grab a fish, and suddenly you're not able to turn that shark with your striped bass tackle, and next thing you know, it's gone.
And then there are also, I know, the wilder theories about what took your line. Go there for us for a moment.
Oh, okay. I think, you know, it sounds like a wild theory, but I think this happens more often than people know. There's a couple of really huge fish, actually rays, that are in our waters that most folks don't realize are out there. One of them is the spiny butterfly ray, and we have a news story on our website right now of a shore fisherman in New Jersey who hooked into one when he was shark fishing, and he had strong enough gear because he was expecting sharks, and he managed to bring in this spiny butterfly ray that was 7 feet across, maybe about 200 to 300 pounds.
A seven-foot across ray.
Yes, they're massive. And this was down in New Jersey, but they do come up as far north as Cape Cod. And there's also another species called the rough-tailed stingray. And they're actually more common in Cape Cod waters. Usually they're seen by snorkelers and divers around Block Island, Martha's Vineyard, and the South Cape. They're fairly common. And those get to be as long as 14 feet long, up to 800 pounds. So if one of those takes your bait, there's no way you're going to turn it around. Occasionally one is landed by an angler. I've heard of a couple landed on Cape Cod in recent years. Both were from South Cape Beach. And one of them was landed by our design editor here at the magazine, Andy Nebreski. He was fishing for sharks, so he had really heavy gear and thought he had the biggest shark of his lifetime, and he brought it in. And it turned out to be one of these massive rough-tailed stingrays. So that's kind of a wild theory, but there is a real possibility, especially if you're fishing bait and you're fishing for stripers. If a stingray or a butterfly ray grabs your bait, there's no way you're going to get that to shore.
So a possible explanation for getting spooled. For more on fishing the Cape and the Islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you.
For WCAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.